Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, right now
where's my Pepsi?
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, remember yesterday when you abdicated your responsibility. Dave, Susie's responsibility, she has many. She's versatile. She's talented. But her main responsibility is noon to three news journalists are conduit to real world. And she's back there
lollygagging,
just talking about all the people who are on vacation.
Yeah, there are a lot of us, and I'm one of them.
When she's about to go on vacation. Okay. So,
did you see my suitcase in the newsroom?
You have the suitcase?
Yes, I'm flying out of here at 4:08.
Okay.
My flight leaves at 7.
Nice.
Aer Lingus.
Aer Lingus, yes. Very good. First class?
I wish.
Business class?
No, I'm way in the back.
Back?
I'm in the back, but I'm going to try really hard to go to sleep. Because guess what? Our friend Sheldon gave me a little sleeping medication.
Little stuff? I'm sure Sheldon appreciates that. Just mention that, you know.
He's my doctor. He knows I need to sleep on an overnight flight.
What did he give you?
I'm not telling.
Okay. So Susie then apologized and said, yeah, I should have done the news
today.
So what I'll do for you is when you get in tomorrow, I'll have a can of Pepsi and some chalk.
That's what I said.
That's very nice.
Right? I mean, so.
That's our other main job is to keep you hydrated.
Think so. Yeah. It's basically her main job is to appease this show.
Yes.
To make us happy, and then I don't care about what else she does.
Oh, man.
Outside of we care if she gives us stories and material.
Yes.
For when she joins, including today at 1:35.
Correct.
Oh, will I pop on at 1:35 today?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Remember when I told you that?
Yeah,
you did. Remember Dave told you that?
Shut up.
Okay.
I might have
you
forgot.
You specifically asked for a piece of production I'm going to bring for you?
Oh, right. I forgot I even asked.
Are you sure you're really traveling today?
I am, and I'm already
checked out last Tuesday.
Are you going to get to the airport? Wait a second.
I'm going to Uber to the airport.
Texter, isn't Sheldon the best? Not even a debate.
No.
He's the greatest doctor on the planet. Yes. I've encouraged him the last 5 years to retire.
Yes.
And keep one client.
You.
Me. And he's like, what about your son? I go, he's on his own.
What about Susie Jones?
You're on your own, too.
All right.
You're on your own. Who brought you to Sheldon?
You, in a time of great need in my life and crisis, and he has helped me tremendously.
He's an amazing.
Beyond medicine. Amazing. He's a good counselor.
He's an amazing. Sheldon Burns is just one of the best people I've met in my entire life. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple.
He cares deeply.
He is sincere and he is phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right, so Pepsi and chocolate now?
How about 1 o'clock? Well, What time am I coming back on?
1:35.
Why don't I do the one, run over, get the Pepsi and the chocolate, and then come back?
What kind of chocolate, Dave? Let's remember again. The last time it was National Chocolate Day.
Oh, man.
It was like prune chocolate, or what was it again?
I got it at Trader Joe's.
It was like
it was nasty.
It wasn't even
sunflower chocolate.
That's right. That's
sunflower cups.
That's
sunflower.
I don't know what I was thinking. I thought you might like it.
So, because the Trader Joe's dark chocolate, the dark chocolate might be the best thing on the planet.
And I get the sunflower.
And you don't get the dark chocolate. You get sunflower.
Milk chocolate, sun butter.
Or I think I,
come on!
I think I spat them out on
I
the street.
Too, I recall.
Went, ugh,
what
is
was she
this?
Thinking?
My God.
Anyway.
I mean, she could have been doing news. There could have been a family situation. But no, we were worried about National Chocolate Day.
That's right.
Or maybe me in particular, and you just wanted to benefit from it.
It's fine with me.
All right, have we started the show yet?
Not yet.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
The bar of decency is not Donald Trump. Okay? The bar of decency is not Donald Trump. Even with that said, Tim Walz is wrong. I'm revisiting a topic we covered multiple times yesterday, but now adding the Tim Walz soundbite. The Tim Walz soundbite broke when we were on the air. We were trying to make sure that we weren't missing out on context, which we do with a lot of soundbites, with a lot of stories. There's been zero pushback from Tim Walz's camp to provide any clarity outside of he's 100% wrong regarding what he said. Let's be clear. If you listen to the show even just a little bit, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, the human being, and I don't know, 80% of his policies, maybe even higher. I'm not a fan of those. He's a bully. He's been a bully. He belittles. He's mean. And he picks on individuals on a regular basis. But the bar of decency is not him. And as I said multiple times yesterday, including with Dean Phillips, all this podcastable, Chad Hartman, Joni, where you get your podcasts. When there are rumors about his health, first of all, we're not going to get any accurate information. Just like we didn't get any accurate information on Joe Biden. I don't know. Maybe this is the new norm, Dave. Maybe it's Gavin Newsom. It's J.D. Vance. I don't know who the next president is because Trump's going to be the next president. And I don't know when he's going to stop. I'm convinced of that. Maybe the next president will actually try something novel and allow us to see some medical records. Because Joe Biden was hiding Joe for years, and Trump with the bruise, with the dragon leg, we're not going to know. But for people who were taking joy and hopeful, Donald Trump dying, I find it grotesque. I did. I think I said with Dean yesterday, there are 100 million people I'd vote for over Trump. I'll go to 200 million now. I know, I guess I'm weird. I still don't want him to die. I guess I'm soft.
Snowflake.
I guess I'm a snowflake. I don't want him to die. And if you were taking joy in that and hopeful of that, especially if you're someone who is lying to us about Joe Biden, pot, meat, kettle. So this is Tim Walz in Duluth, AFL-CIO event over the weekend, when there were a lot of rumors about the president's health.
Thank you all for coming out today. Thank you for believing in these times, because look, I get it. You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things, and although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime, just so you know. There will be news.
We all know what he's saying. I mean, come on. If he wasn't alluding to Trump, the health, and the rumors, then you know what they would have done, Dave? They would have come out yesterday afternoon when it was getting bigger and bigger and said, nope, here's the clarity, here's the clarification, here's what you missed. He was playing like he did when he was taking great joy in Tesla's stock plummeting. Even though hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans have stock in Tesla, and his pension fund is filled with Tesla. He was taking great joy in the Tesla stock plummeting because Elon was Team Trump 1,000%. That's wrong also. Disagree with Elon Musk for sure. Wanting a company to plummet in value? Oh, that's good. Costing employers their job, costing people money, costing your pension fund money. He never really apologized for that one. Of course, this was at a time when people were keying vehicles, Tesla vehicles. I don't remember the condemning of that right away. So let's be clear. If this was Donald Trump's citizen and Joe Biden and there were health rumors and maybe even death rumors, as awful as that is, about Joe Biden, do you think there's any way that Donald Trump would have held back in any way, Dave Harrigan?
No.
Not a chance. Not a chance. But if you sit there and say, after the Hortmans were murdered, after Annunciation, we're going to be a little different. You're not. And that's the dilemma with Trump, right? That because there's nothing he won't say. Can you think of something right now where would you be shocked if he criticized the Pope?
No.
Mother Teresa?
No.
Maybe I'd be shocked if he criticized his parents and Ivanka. That's about it. I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, Don Jr.'s acknowledged that they did not have a good relationship for a long time. By the way, that happens with a lot of parents. So, you know, parents and kids. I get it. But there's nothing he won't go at. Stupid, overweight, coward, this and that. So I think Democrats really struggle in deciding how much they're going to fight back and go to his level.
Well, said it a couple months ago. What do you do with a bully? You got to bully the bully, right?
Right. So what is he going to do? Because then he says, we're not going to go to his level. But then he bully the bully. I get excited every time the Tesla stock goes down. And sounded very hopeful of getting news that Donald Trump had died over the weekend. But don't get haughty if you're Trump's supporter, because your guy's the worst of all time in this area. There's still a line to me, Dave Harrigan, on not celebrating, being whimsical and hopeful about your opponent, someone you adamantly disagree with, but still not crossing your fingers and smiling and laughing and playing your crowd about, hey, we might get some news.
Crowd seemed to be enjoying it, too.
Oh, of course.
A lot of laughs.
Of course they did. What do you want to say? He should apologize. He should. And he should differentiate himself from Donald Trump, because you know what Donald Trump will never, ever, ever do? Admit he's wrong or apologize.
No.
Never. He's written it in books. Keep saying things over and over again. People believe it. That's worked. Never admit you're wrong. That's work. And never apologize is a sign of weakness. Tell me when he's ever apologized about something. Never does. So I'm not saying be timid with the guy, but maybe don't play to the crowd and get excited about the guy maybe dying. I think that's 1,000% wrong. What do you want to say? Go at me. Disagree. Add nuance. Phone calls. Texts. Smoke signals probably don't work. Shouting at the car probably doesn't work. Just telling a neighbor probably doesn't work.
You can hold out a sign outside the window.
Hold a sign. That'd be fine. Yeah. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Arena in 15. Stretch Lab. The topic right now. Let's go. The kids, the grandkids, the neighbors' kids, they're back to school. You might have a little different time, a little different time schedule now. So when you're getting up and the kids are gone and you're thinking, dang it, shoulder isn't as flexible as it once was. Or when I get out of that chair, It's not as good. Or the calves. Like, my calves are too damn tight. You know what I do? I reach out to StretchLab.com. And I know I have a dozen plus locations in the metro area. And I know if I go there, trained professionalists will work with me. And by the way, their bar is pretty damn high on accountability. They'll train somebody for months and months. And by the way, if they don't live up to it because they're monitoring like Zach does out in the Plymouth location, they're gone. Because they want that customer satisfaction to be basically 100%. I've been going for 6 years. My son, with intellectual challenges and physical challenges, he goes with me, goes with Kathleen, goes with Nathan, his para, and feels better every single time. Go for that first 50-minute session, and I bet you'll go again. StretchLab.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do we have, Dave? What is our bumper mix of theme of the day?
Congratulations, Chad. We've made it again once around the calendar. It is National Bowling League Day.
Oh.
So we have songs with one word in the title tied to bowling.
What do we got here?
Wrecking ball.
Wrecking ball.
Your bowling ball.
Yep.
Now, if you're familiar with the game, mm-hmm. You use a ball.
I am. Q will be starting soon, second year, West Metro Warriors.
Yes, the Warriors. He had a great time last year, right?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it with his friendship group from high school. They're all still tight.
Park Tavern again?
Park Tavern. Love it. Can't wait.
Go get them, Q. Go get them, Warriors.
Yeah, Warriors. Last time you bowled was?
Last year sometime.
Yeah.
Last fall, probably.
For me, last year with Q.
Okay.
But it had been a while. Wasn't really boozing it up with Q. didn't think that
Q,
was the
Q, you're
way.
Driving.
Yes. All right. On Tim Walz, his comments, Donald Trump, his regular routine. What are you thinking? Al has called in. Al, thanks so much for listening. You're on WCCO.
Hey, hello, everybody. Say real quick off the topic, if Q loves bowling, I got to ask you, have you ever watched The Big Lebowski with him?
No. Quentin, due to some of his intellectual challenges, wouldn't get it. I've watched it, about 15 times. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Take that times a thousand for me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How about John Turturro? I think I saw something the other day, just to remind me. He's in it for about 3 minutes. And
he is the best.
He's amazing in it. He's so,
he is the best.
You don't bleep with the Jesus.
Oh, my God. You talk about great. You talk about taunting and bullying. Oh, God.
when he's polishing his bowling ball.
Yes.
It's, oh, yeah.
It lives up to all the hype. Yes.
Hey, on the topic of the president of the United States, can't stand the guy. He's disgusting. He's a terrible human being. But I don't wish death upon anyone. Here's what I do. I feel sorry for all the people that fall. I have neighbors that fall for his BS. He boondoggles them, and they believe this. They believe just because he says it over and over, and he brags, and he's like a modern-day snake oil salesman, and that's the one thing that really irritates me is the people he's able to just pull the wool over their eyes. Oh, he's the best. He's a despicable human being. That's all I got to say.
Al, thanks for the call. We've said it before. We'll say it again. Nobody in my lifetime of politicians comes close to approaching the loyalty that Donald Trump has with his most ardent followers. And I think it's very unique when you think about Obama and how Obama basically came out of nowhere, right? And then all of a sudden he's at the Democratic convention accepting the nomination. They got Greek columns behind him. You know, I mean, it was like we have a Greek god, and I voted for Obama. And we can debate the presidency, but you thought the Obama followers were passionate and would walk through fire for him. And there are many who will, tens of millions. Nothing compared to Donald Trump.
No, this is a completely nothing, different ballpark.
Nothing. The most accurate statement Donald Trump has ever uttered, I could shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue, my supporters would still support me. 90% would justify and support him on that one.
Depends if the person he shot was a liberal or not.
Yeah. Then it's about 100%.
And it goes from about 92 to 95%.
Back to your text here. On a scale of 1 to 10, Walls was a 2 on classlessness. He made a joke about something that's all over the media. Critics overreacting. I'm not a Walls fan. I hope Walls does not apologize. Texter, Trump is a rapist and a pedophile. Hoping rapists and pedophiles die is not an indictment of one values, but sure. Pivot once again to attacking Walls and Biden. Acting like I haven't criticized Donald Trump might be the dumbest thing I'm going to hear all year. Okay. There are awful allegations against Donald Trump. Awful allegations. Okay? Including E. Jean Carroll in a documentary that is coming out. On a pedophile, there are awful allegations again. But this idea that we have to be in one group, and so we stick our head deep in the sand and can't call out other derelict behavior is shameful. Again, let's go to 250 million people I'd vote for over Donald Trump. That doesn't mean I can't tell the truth that Joe Biden for 2 years was incapable of the job and that Tim Walz shouldn't joke about somebody dying. More text. Trump takes no response for any action, has never apologized. Trump never apologized for a Second Amendment comment about Hillary, but Walz should apologize. Yeah, as I said, the bar doesn't have to be Donald John Trump.
I don't remember you saying that Trump has never said anything terrible.
Laughable. Ever see the F Biden flags every other mile in rural Minnesota? Many Trump supporters would support shooting Biden. Yeah. How long has this show called out the Let's Go Brandon filth? Absolute filth. So because others offer up filth, I can't hold the governor of the state to a reasonable bar. We now aren't going to hold anybody to any standards because the president is a bully and he convinces his supporters, many of them, to bully also.
Yeah, there's no high road anymore, apparently. Let's just all get in the mud.
Here we go. Here's a text. Too bad. He didn't. No one has done more harm to America than Trump. Yeah. And then, specifically, what should Trump apologize for? How about his incessant lies about policy positions? How about his incessant lies about what he was going to do? How about his incessant lies about what he has done so far? How about all the condescending, belittling comments he offers up on a regular basis on looks, on weight, on, you know what I like? I like heroes who aren't captured. How about clear-cut racist comments he's offered up? There's a long list of what Donald Trump should apologize for. And just because he won't and won't stop doesn't mean the rest of us should then just act like him. Not even close, in my opinion. Rena, in minutes, Amber Scholl right now. Amber just spent time yesterday, about 15 minutes with a listener who's heard me talking about Amber Scholl and her office right here in the Twin Cities, representing American Family. And Amber has a new customer, and this individual has better insurance because she worked with TeamScholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com, TeamScholl.com. This office for me, 35 years. No, Amber is not that old. Okay, let's be clear. Amber's been with the office for 15 years. My friend Lyndon ran it for a while. Now Amber's been running it as efficient as possible. When you're thinking about your car insurance, your home insurance, maybe a homeowners association, maybe you have other real estate holdings, whatever it might be, reach out to TeamScholl.com and say, here's what I'm paying. Here's what I got. Can you top my offer? Can I go with you and get the same coverage, if not better coverage, and pay less? If the answer is no, say, thanks for the time. I'm staying status quo. But I bet a lot of you, the majority, you're going to say, hey, didn't realize this. I'm going with TeamScholl.com with American Family.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.